Hi, my name is Chuck. I would like to talk to you today about thoughts, the authority that they carry. I heard someone once say, what you think you become, what you feel you attract, what you imagine you create. Thoughts are vehicles for bringing some actions, events, or materials into being. Actions are preceded by thoughts. Our thoughts condition our character. Now, back to the part of the adage, what you feel, you attract. When you feel and show you're vulnerable, you attract attack on that which you feel vulnerable about. The feelings result from your thoughts. Focusing on your feelings leads you to imagine and bring them into being. The Bible lets us know that as a man thinks, so is he, meaning that our thoughts define us. Very often, our thoughts are stimulated by what we hear, see, smell, feel around us, or our memories, which could be triggered by what we see as well. The measure of attention we give these thoughts that have been aroused determine our attitude and the amount of authority we give them to produce results. Now, thoughts are so powerful that it can lead one to change habits. When I cut out watching television from my diet of activities, I soon replaced these with more productive social ones. This soon made me realize the importance of what thoughts I allowed myself to dwell on. When I longed for television, it was because of the enjoyment I got out of it. When I got greater satisfaction from activities that moved my life further on, I very soon lost the longing for television viewing of what were my favorite programs. My thought life had moved on. I had given some other thoughts greater authority. Think about what you're thinking about. It could determine where you go tomorrow. I hope you have enjoyed this chat of ours today. Remember, we are what we hear. Log in again next time to divinementaliness.com to hear more inspiration, sound thoughts, because sound thoughts give way to a sound mind.